Let's Share in the Running by Keiko Demonia and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars Clone Wars fic featuring the relationship between Boyle and Waxer. It is rated for general audiences and tagged for nightmares, hurt comfort, friendship slash love, and early war. This is part 11 of the RCAU Open Skies Waxer, Boyle, and Numa series. Abridged summary. A little moment between new friends early in the war.
Sleep on me and feel the rhythm in my chest just breathe. And I will stay, so the lantern in your heart won't fade.
Boyle wakes with a start, unsure what disturbed his sleep. Siskiyne's night air is cool on his face, even inside the small tent he's sharing with Waxer. The walls are faintly illuminated by the camp's lights outside, and Boyle can hear the crunch of pebbles under boots, accompanied by low voices, as a couple brothers pass by. They're not so close that they should have woken him, though. So what? Waxer jerks, the heel of one foot jabbing Boyle's upper calf. Blinking blearily, Boyle turns his head to frown at Waxer's back, at the silhouette of his ear and an unruly tuft of curls. Lying on his side, Waxer is curled up inside his sleeping bag, but the tent is so small that Boyle's elbow nearly touches his ribs. The slick fabric hisses as Waxer twitches again, rolling onto his back, and Boyle puts his arm in close to his side to make room. He freezes, though, when Waxer lets out a soft, high sound, and that's when he realizes how quickly Waxer is breathing. Boyle has known Waxer for less than 2 months, but they've slept close to each other enough times that he's already familiar with the sounds of Waxer's nightmares. Normally, Waxer wakes up quickly on his own, sucking in shallow, shaky breaths as he calms himself down. Boyle never knows what to do, or if he should do anything at all, so he simply pretends to be asleep, and eventually, Waxer goes still and quiet again. Whether or not he actually falls back to sleep, Boyle can't usually say. Until morning, anyway, when the shadows under Waxer's eyes give him away. Waxer isn't waking up now, though. Instead, he jerks again, his closer hand smacking lightly into Boyle's hip through their sleeping bags. Geism. Da. Smuts. Mah. Waxer mutters incoherently between sharp breaths, his voice small and strained like Boyle has never heard it. Curling his hands into loose fists over his own chest, Boyle swallows. He doesn't know what to do. If Waxer is used to waking on his own, what will happen if Boyle wakes him instead? Will that be worse? Should Boyle just leave him be and hope the dream ends soon? Waxer gasps a ragged breath, and Boyle turns to look at him, just barely able to make out Waxer's features in the dim light. Twisted in pain, or fear, maybe grief? When Waxer chokes out something that sounds far too much like a sob, Boyle makes up his mind. Turning onto his side and propping himself up on his elbow, Boyle bites his lip and hesitantly reaches his right hand out of his sleeping bag. Resting his bare palm on Waxer's shoulder, Boyle squeezes. "Waxer," he whispers. "Wake up, your dream." With a harsh gasp, Waxer flails and scrambles up into a sitting position. "No, please don't." "Shh, hey." Boyle follows Waxer up, shushing him softly so they don't disturb brothers sleeping in nearby tents. Waxer is nearly hyperventilating, though, his breaths loud in the confined space as he whips his head back and forth. Afraid he's going to try and stand up or leave the tent entirely, Boyle lightly grips his upper arm. "Waxer," he repeats, but before the name even leaves his mouth, Waxer is turning toward him, almost falling into him. Boyle goes rigid as one of Waxer's arms curls tight around his back, the other fisting in the fabric of his upper blacks, as Waxer tucks his face against Boyle's chest. They've shared bunks several times now, but Waxer has never held on to Boyle like this. No one has since before Geonosis, and Boyle remembers hands pinning him down when he just needed to get to Comerc, and I thought, Waxer gasps, shaking. Shh, it's okay, Boyle rasps, and moves without thinking, to wrap his arms around Waxer's back. It's okay. It was just a dream. You're all right, he murmurs, tentatively running one scarred palm up and down over Waxer's shuddering ribs. Curls, smelling of campfire smoke, tickle Boyle's chin. The fabric of Waxer's blacks sets off faint sparks where it touches the worst of the scars on Boyle's hands, and that, oddly, it helps keep him here, in the dark with Waxer, instead of lying on scorching red sand. Abruptly, Waxer goes very still, not even breathing. Slowly, his head turns just a little, perhaps to look around the small, dim space. Shoulders hunching, he lets go of Boyle, like he's trying to sit up without actually pushing off of him. Sorry, Waxer stammers, voice rough. Sorry. Boyle starts to release him, to sit back and let Waxer pull away. But Waxer is still trembling, like the surface of a puddle in a gale. And Boyle doesn't think he'll ever forget how quickly Waxer fell asleep next to him, weeks ago, after Boyle pretended he needed the scars on his hands massaged. Waxer had barely slept in the days following Christophsis, but it seemed that all he'd needed at that moment was for someone to be close. Boyle is no one special, and he's not even a good person, but sitting together with their knees and hands touching, Waxer had relaxed. Eyes drifting shut, he'd gone limp and pliant, like Boyle's narrow bunk was the safest place in the galaxy. Boyle had coaxed him to lie down, covered them both with his thin blanket, and listened to Waxer's soft breaths for a long time, thinking, I did this. He was hurting, and he didn't deserve to be, and I made him feel better. So instead of letting Waxer go now, Boyle tightens his hold just a little. It's okay, he manages, his whisper barely audible. Waxer freezes again, or tries to, but he's shaking too much. He sucks in a few hitching breaths, shudders all over, then presses his face to Boyle's chest again. Shoulders hunching, he wraps both arms around Boyle's middle and clings to him. Closing his eyes, Boyle drapes his arms more securely around Waxer's back, and Waxer lets out a soft, watery sound. I'm sorry, he chokes out, his breath hot and damp through Boyle's blacks, as he shivers through nearly silent sobs. I'm sorry, I... Shh, Boyle soothes again, swallowing thickly as he resumes the movement of his hand. He runs his palms slowly up and down Waxer's back. Up and down, up and down. And Waxer exhales roughly, the tension draining from his body as he slumps against Boyle. He doesn't let go, and he's still shaking, still gasping softly, but at least he's stopped apologizing. It's okay, Boyle repeats, though he's not even sure, now, if he's referring to the nightmare, or Waxer hanging on to him, or... he's not sure. It's okay. It's okay, he says, over and over, as the front of his blacks grows damp under Waxer's cheek. We're okay. The end.
The secrets you tell me, I'll take to my grave. There's bones in my closet, but you hang stuff anyway. And if you have nightmares, we'll dance on the bed. I know that you'll love me even when I lose my head. Do you see?
This was Podfic for Voice Team Mystery Box 2022 as a cold read. I've been meaning to record this fic of Keiko's for a while, and I had always been planning to cold read it, so this was a really fun way to use my voice now that it's finally back.